It's time now to take five for your community. I am very happy this morning to be joined by Dr. Valerie Burns. She is the primary care provider at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Dr. Burns, good morning to you, first of all.
Hi, good morning.
Appreciate you coming out this morning.
Yep.
Let's talk about the National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. That is, of course, in March. And why don't we just start with a basic question. What, for those who aren't familiar, what is colorectal cancer? What causes it?
Colorectal cancer is cancer of the colon or the large intestine, as well as the immediate associated areas. It's fairly common cancer type. It's kind of up there with things like breast cancer and lung cancer. Fortunately, it's one of the easiest cancers to try to screen for, and that's why we're trying to get word out to get everybody who needs a screen to get a screen there.
You brought up breast cancer. What shocked me was I was doing some reading. Actually, at a certain age, women are more at risk for colorectal cancer than they are breast cancer.
That's right. A lot of women tend to think about, when we hear the word cancer, about breast cancer. Mm. However, colon cancer is a very common form as well, particularly if you have certain other genetic disorders, things like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and familial polyposis syndrome.
And about what age would you say did you start to get really at risk for colorectal cancer?
Well, it's recommended for most people to start screening at age 50, sooner if you have a strong family history of colon cancer or one of the other conditions I mentioned before.
Okay, we were talking before we started, about screening, and you said yourself, colonoscopy, that's still the gold standard.
Yep, colonoscopy is still considered to be the gold standard for screening for colonoscopy. Of course, nowadays we have certain other forms of screening methods that are available for people who are considered average risk for colon cancer.
I think some people are just too ashamed to go have a colonoscopy done.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case. However, colonoscopy is actually nowadays much easier than what it used to be. It still requires some preparation, but it still is one of the easiest and best methods for looking for cancer. It's very low risk, and if you're normal, the screening is good for 10 years.
Okay. You mentioned, what kind of preparation are we talking about?
Usually the day before, you don't have much to eat or drink other than clear liquids. You take a certain form of medicine to help clean out your bowels. And the next day you go in, nothing to eat or drink after midnight. And the next day you have the procedure. Procedure takes approximately 15 to 20 minutes in total.
Okay, seems pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Okay, so somebody's listening right now and they say, okay, I need to get this taken care of. How can they get a hold of you? How can they get a hold of the hospital? Whatever.
Contact your primary care provider. Also, you might want to consider contacting the surgical specialty clinic at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Okay. Phone number? Can you give us a phone number?
Yeah, it is 618-943-1000 is the hospital's number. Surgical specialty clinic is 618-943-3100.
Okay, there you go. She is Dr. Valerie Burns, primary care provider at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Dr. Burns, thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day there.